This is Bob Williamson. Let the celebration begin. My father passed away peacefully last night. Praise God, he is now in glory. He died just as exactly as he desired, in his sleep, without undue pain or suffering, and his mind was sharp right up until the final day of his life. He is currently in the loving hands of Jesus, and at this very moment is being shown wonderful things that human eyes have not seen, and he is hearing beautiful sounds that ears have never heard. He is free at last from his old worn-out mortal body with all of its aches and pains, and his immortal spiritual body and soul are now perfected in and through the loving God that he served. No tears, no suffering, no grief, no sadness, no sin, no stress, no wars, no violence. Nothing but sheer peace, joy, and love will he ever know again. Praise God for taking him home in such a manner. I thank God with every ounce of my strength for his loving mercy and kindness. Dad's funeral celebration will be conducted Tuesday in Columbus, Mississippi, at the church he taught Sunday school in for so many years, right up through September at 92 years old. Personally, I'll miss Dad, seeing him eye to eye, hugging him, being around him, but I'm very happy for him, and in fact envy him, in that his battle is over, and through Jesus, he has achieved victory over sin and death once and for all. So I say, let the eternal celebration begin. Thank you in advance for all your prayers. John 14:2. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.